Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. You can give us a call at 855-299-HOME. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And this is a, you know, Wyatt, this is a... It's a bittersweet pill to swallow right now.
Well, we've gotten excited. We're getting excited. Sports is back. You know, everyone's eyes are getting a little wider and smiles are coming back. And we're looking and hoping for a little glimpse of what we used to enjoy in sports.
Absolutely.
And it's just not there.
You know, it's not. You know, with baseball, the lack, you'd be surprised. The lack of fans is, you know, but at least it's something to watch. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, the problem for me is that sports has always been my escape, because I live in and work hard in the real world, 60, 70 hours a week. And when I click on the TV to watch some sports, I want to put the world away.
You're signing off.
Yeah. I want to put the world away just for a couple hours, you know, here and there.
Right.
And because of everything that's going on in our country right now, it's infiltrated our sports. And so there's no escape. And so I guess that's the agenda, and that's what people are trying to achieve, is that you can't get away from it until you make a change. But man, it sure does.
It's wearing you out.
It's wearing me out.
It's just mentally wearing.
Yeah.
You don't have an escape. You don't have an escape to get away from it. And it's going to drive people crazy if we don't change something.
Yeah. I mean, I have to turn the TV off and spend time with my kids.
You better do that anyway.
Well, I've done that for the last 4 months.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, all your kids sit there and watch football with you. But the thing is, and you were talking about that earlier, is it's not just COVID. It's also politics.
Yeah.
So both of those combined right now are just, I mean, they're atrocious.
Yeah. And there's just so much going on. I mean, we've got, you know, professional football is they're working, and, you know, we're into August, and, you know, we should be seeing practice reports and people injury reports and things like it, and exciting.
Right.
And they're not even there yet, you know, and I get it. I mean, you know, you have to think of all the way through the process, like the Texans coach. His son is immune deficient, and so he's very concerned.
Sure.
And so, you know, I totally get that. And, you know, they are allowing NFL players to opt out if they want to.
Their deadline's
and still
coming
get
up.
Paid.
Deadline's
and, you know,
coming up, right?
Yeah. You know, and so, I mean, because, you know, classified as an essential worker, I've never not gone to work during this whole process. So for people that have worked out of their house and lived out of their homes and stuff like that, it's different. It's hard for me to relate to that.
And it's different. I mean, you know, they're going to have to tackle each other. There's going to be bodily fluid, sweats and things like that. And it's transferred, you know, they're at the bottom of a pile. I mean, yeah, they're going to be susceptible if, you know, if COVID is on the field.
Absolutely.
So I get it.
And you have to think, it's like baseball. You know, a couple of guys can screw it up for the whole team.
Right.
You know, the Marlins, when, you know, a couple guys went out on a stopover in Atlanta, and they gave, you know, half the team COVID.
What?
And, you know, it's apparently the same thing's happened for the Cardinals, you know. It's like half the team's got COVID. It's once it gets in it, you know, it's got to run its course at this point. You know, the
14 days.
Yeah. And, you know, so it just seems to me that you're asking a lot because, you know, and I hate to say this because I love sports, but the professional athlete has been pampered most of their entire life. They've known from an early age that they were a high quality athlete.
What?
And they were, you know, they get special exemptions in school, best special treatment. Everybody loves them.
They pass without having to go to school.
I'm not going there, I'm just saying. But everybody loves them. They get high fived everywhere they go. They're recognized. So they have
they're celebrity.
This,
they've been celebrity for so long.
Their whole life, you know. And so now we're asking them, or they're asking themselves, to be more concerned about the person around than themselves. And it's hard for some of them to do that. It's like, hey, we're going to play sports so that your fans and your family, you have money, the stadium makes money, the people that the stadium employs, so we can generate economic benefit for the community and your fans can have an escape from the real world. But you're going to have to go to work and go home and do nothing else for the next 4 or 5 months.
That's your job.
And so
that's your job.
Apparently with, you know, some baseball so far, it's been very difficult for a couple of players to do that. And it's affected their entire team.
I mean, that's just humans in general,
right?
I mean, you get complacent, it's not, you start getting comfortable with it. You know, you kind of push the barriers a little bit. You'll push it a little bit more. I went to a restaurant once. I can go twice.
Yeah. I've been there 3 times. I don't need no stinking mask.
I can take my mask off this time. I came home, didn't have a cough. I mean, I get it. Until this thing, you know, we have, you know, an antivirus or what have you, then we're going to have to be more careful. But the thing that we were also talking about that is also kind of annoying is these players getting so political.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a hard time getting into the basketball. And of professional baseball or professional basketball, I love basketball way more. It's just more exciting. It moves faster.
Sure.
But everything has been a political statement. And so I have not been able to watch it. And it has nothing to do with the statements they're making.
No.
I'm for most everything that's being out there.
Or even if you're against it, you don't care.
I'm just saying, but that's not even it. I'm not even against anything that they're working on. It's just, I'm just like, come on, man. Like, I just want to watch some basketball.
Let's play some basketball. And it's how they film it too. They make sure that they zone in on all these different political statements because that's what sells tickets right now or gets attention anyway.
Yes. And it is. But you know, and it's funny. America's attention span to things like this is very short.
Right.
So, you know, if they don't keep it in our face every single day, we're going to get numb to it and we're going to move on. And that's not what the movements need. So they're doing everything they can to keep it up front.
Yeah. Well, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. I mean, I'm at that point, I think, with everybody is I'm not, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
I just want this little reprieve. I just want a nice little reprieve.
I just want to be able to go home, turn on the TV, and then, you know, move on to the next day. You know, and where I say that, because you have to think about September 11th, right? That still only lasted about 8 months. I mean, and that was a horrific event. And then after about 8 months to less than a year, the country kind of moved on.
And we never forgot, but we were able to move on.
Yeah, they moved on, and it wasn't that big of a deal.
Sports, you know, because of these different things that we're able to move on with life.
Yes, and that's just not happening right now. It's a continuance. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm
so big, no NBA for you.
I've had a hard, every time I've turned the game on, there's something that's happened that made me turn it off. Now I've watched many baseball games, and I would rather watch a basketball game than a baseball game. So, but I'm watching baseball now.
The funny thing about baseball though is there's so many games that people not being in the stands is kind of normal. Because, you know, I mean, during the week, they're not full stands anyway. Yeah. And until you get to the pennant race, you don't have a full, you know, stadium anyway. So that hadn't really hindered that for me. I haven't watched NBA yet.
Now, the funny thing about baseball, some kid, I can't remember which deal, his cutout was hit by a foul ball. And the team mailed him the ball.
Get out of here. See, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was a great story. I was like, you know, because he paid his $100 or whatever and he got hit. And so I thought that was pretty cool. I can't remember which team it was, but
that's
I did see that the other day. So, you know, it feels to me like baseball's doing more to grab my attention than basketball. And so that's the direction I'm moving.
Just hopefully football stays with it.
You know, well, let's just hope we have it because, you know, that's going to be the hardest sport.
Because they have more contact.
Right. It's going to be the hard everything. There's more travel. There's more people involved. There's more susceptible. There's more. I mean, everything about football is harder than any of the other sports.
Right.
And so, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens. And they're working on protocols, and hopefully they'll get them all straight, and hopefully we'll have a great season. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We have definitely given you our opinions today. So if you have any questions about them, please give us a call at 855-299-HOME. You can also reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can even go to the Facebook.
The Facebook.
That's right, at the Home Team 512, and give us a line, and we will see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And drop us a comment, give us a like, and definitely give us some suggestions on what you'd like to hear about. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, and Wyatt, it's the real estate time, and this is an important segment. There's great news since the pandemic. You know, when they shut the country down, really, in March, you know, Austin has in June and July just rebounded like crazy.
Well, you're lucky to live in Austin because we remain to be the number one city in the United States.
Yes. Yes. And now we did hit a number one in something else that you remind me of. And that was,
is it good or bad?
It's a bad one. It is the least affordable city for minimum wage.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's the least affordable. So they did the numbers. The average rent you have to, at minimum wage, to pay rent on a one-bedroom apartment, you have to work 37 hours a week.
Goodness gracious.
So if you're making minimum wage, you need to get a roommate.
Right. Right. I mean you got to be smart about it, which most people do.
Yeah.
Most people do. But and that being said, also, we're the live music capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Your artists and stuff can't afford to live here.
Correct.
In the greater Austin area anymore either.
Correct. You know, and so, you know, it's like, you know, because starving artists. But the starving artists are the ones that make our hearts sing.
Yeah. That's true, though. But they can't even play right now.
Yeah,
I know. They can't even play.
You know, it's the funny thing when we talk about the minimum wage aspect. My biggest complaint or issue with that whole minimum wage is that minimum wage is an entry-level job. That's for, like, a high schooler or someone, you know,
or getting back on their feet. Getting back on their feet.
Yeah, but that's not a job that you would work at to raise a family.
No.
So if you're working at that job and you're trying to raise a family, my suggestion for you is the same thing that I did for myself. educate yourself. Put yourself in a position to
there's grants and what have you, to go
but
back
put
to
yourself
school?
Into sure. a position to be promoted. So sure. you know, work hard, be respectful to your managers, show something to the company. So as things open up, you're someone that they're thinking of.
But no matter what we do on that, there's always going to be a group of people that's what they're at. I mean, they've had past problems, or it's
correct.
Hard to get other jobs. That's the only job they can get.
Correct.
You know, but like you said, you can always strive to make more money.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of, we're kind of bleeding into the next section.
Right. Okay,
but yeah, you know, the Austin, you know, like I said, in June, the median sales price was $340,000. That was up 4% from the year before. So even after everything that happened, the home still appreciated 4% over a year.
That's Austin, Texas for you right there.
You know, closed sales was up almost 10%. Days on market was down 4. So people were buying them quickly.
Well, they had to. Yeah. They go on market. They have to before they have 8 other people trying to buy that house.
Yeah. You know, it was 44 days was the average day on market. So if it's an average of a 30-day contract, that means that the homes went under contract in 14 days or less.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so that's what I'm saying, days on market, because that includes the financing period.
Okay.
And that's down.
And financing right now is up, right? The time to close on
a loan? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, so
that could be, that's closer to maybe 4 days, not 14.
Right. And yeah, because the average is over 40 days for the country.
Yeah.
So to finance a loan. So it's the average.
Because y'all are so busy.
Right. The appraisals are busy. The title companies are busy. Everyone's so busy. Everything's just taking longer.
Right.
And so that's one of the things, you know, but, new listings, even with everything going on, new listings is down 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Active listings was down 30%, but pending sales was up 30%. So what that means is we're about to have a bidding war again.
Mm-hmm.
We barely left
one
it.
One that's worse.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, yeah, the bidding war is about to get out of control. They're going to start fighting in the streets over homes here soon. So, you know, so if you're, you know, and this is the part that I think we need to talk to everybody about, because, you know, I'm always a very positive mindset, mm-hmm. but you also have to pay attention to the data. And the data suggests that this run for the real estate market has to stop for a short period of time. You know, we call that a bubble, a bust, a stall, whatever you want to call it. But the run, we have been running since 2011. We've been in a positive direction since 2009. We had the 07, 08, and in Austin, it kind of hit us in 09. And then mid-year in 09, everything kind of balanced out, and it just started to slowly improve little bit by little bit.
Right.
So that is 11 years that the housing industry has not slowed down. And that's a long time.
And it's a unique circumstance, obviously, because mm-hmm. of COVID,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of slowing it down.
I mean,
you know, we were talking about that earlier, you know, your bigger businesses, we've mm-hmm. all heard, unfortunately, some of the Austin staples have been going out of business.
Yep.
You know, longtime restaurants that everyone loved, enjoyed, and had a lot of, I know.
Sorry. Tears to my eyes.
A bunch of stuff, right? Yep. But it's starting to get into bigger business as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in construction and you build a big hotel and that hotel can't open. How's that hotel going to pay for construction?
Correct.
So people are starting to feel it a little bit mm-hmm. more. And there's a lot of things that we can't foresee. There's lots of variables out there that we don't know.
Yep.
And that's one of the variables that's coming. If we don't get back to doing what we did before and having things open, a lot of people are going to hurt. So that being said, mm-hmm. interest rates are going to change.
Interest rates should stay down.
They should stay down.
Even if the economy gets into a worse situation, the interest rates, I don't know how. But they should stay down, and theoretically, they should go lower. I don't think they can go lower because at some point, it's a negative return on your investment.
I will definitely buy a house if y'all are giving money away.
Right. You know, because if inflation is the target is 2% and you do a home loan under 2%,
then you're
not even getting your money back on inflation. So why would you loan that money?
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. It makes no financial sense. So that's why I think we're as close to the bottom as we can get.
Yeah.
You know,
there is a bottom.
There is here or there, but I think we're there. And so it's just going to stay there. So so the refinance market's going to be great. The house, you know, that's going to be keep moving. But what's going to happen is there's not going to be as many buyers. And in Austin, that's not a big It's not as big an issue.
Because we have so many businesses coming. I mean, yeah. Tesla just announced we're going to have people come buy in.
Right, yeah.
But we have to have houses to sell.
Right, and we don't have a lot of houses. So, you know, that's one of the things. But if you are, so this is my advice. If you know, it's
new home.
Yeah, you know, new home's an option. You know, but again, they're running out of issues because they're having a hard time getting lumber and stuff like that. There's, you know.
It's starting to come down the line, yeah.
So the stall in March is starting to affect places now that it wasn't affected before. So if you own a home and you're thinking of selling between now and next spring, now's the time.
And you're worried because housing prices are so high, they're only going to get higher.
You know, but yes and no, because if we do have that stall, you've sold your house already, and then you can buy again.
Right.
You know, but it's also, it's very unique because even if you're trying to buy a home, because the rates are so low,
mm-hmm. It's like a car loan right now.
You know, you can buy a home, even if you're buying it now and it does stall in November or March, wherever, if it does stall and it brings the houses down, here's what you need to think. There's not one house out there today that is worth less than it was worth in 2008. So when the market crashed, the high was 07, right, 08, right. And then it crashed, right? Every single house in America is worth more than it was in 2008. So if you buy a house today, in the future, it will be worth more than it is today. No matter what.
Still a good investment.
Right. No matter what. You just have to make your payments until the house is worth more. And so every single house purchase, you're always going to get your money back if you sell at the right time. Period. So the house is never a bad investment.
You're building equity.
Yeah, no matter what. Even if it crashes and it's crashed for a year, in 3 years, you're going to have equity.
And if you don't own a house, your rent's only going to go up. So it's still a good time to buy a house.
Right. And during the recession of 08 through 11, and this is when it hit us, the rent went up because less people could buy
a house,
and they put a lot of pressure on the rental market.
Right.
So people were paying more to rent than to buy a home.
Supply and demand.
Yes. So, that's why owning the house, buying the house now and selling the house now is better than waiting till next year.
So jump on it.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very good time for both the buyer and the seller.
And there's different variables that happen if whatever candidate you're going for wins that people have projected could happen. So that's going to change the market.
Yeah. But the difference is it's going to change the market in November or March, April. I think we're still going to have the effect no matter what. Because in November, there's a lot of pressure because of the change. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on the housing market to go down because of the change. But even if the current administration wins and moves through, next spring, because the rates are so low, they're going to have to go up. And when they go up, it's going to slow the housing market down. So it's either this winter or next spring.
So, I've said it before, but new homes, you do new home loans as well.
Yes.
Should they come talk to you before they go buy a new home?
Yes, they definitely should because...
Because a lot of times they have in-house lenders.
Mm-hmm. And
are you oftentimes better, even with because sometimes they give... discounts and things if you use their lender, do you oftentimes still beat that lender?
It depends on the situation, you know, but not all the time, but sometimes. And you should definitely come by because you need to make sure they're taking care of you because the builder's lender is the builder's lender.
Right.
And he's watching out for the
builder.
And you want to make sure that you have a fresh set of eyes. So, you know, take a look. We'll say if you end up with them, they're the better deal. That's great. You know, but at least you know you got a better deal because right now it's getting pretty ugly out there as far as for the builder's lenders. I mean, we're beating them left and right now, whereas we were not 6 months ago. And so because they're just so busy, they don't want the business. And how do you slow down the business is you raise pricing.
Right.
I'll take it
for this price.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do all that work.
That makes sense. If I can charge you 300% more, I will take you as a client.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. So, you know, there's no cost. We wouldn't charge you for anything like that. So you just go on to loansfromtroy.com. You go to the, you know, the interest rate section, put your basic information in. I'll shoot your response, see what you're looking for, and we'll send you what you need.
And you also have some realtors that you can hook them up with as well. So
absolutely. And you definitely should use a realtor going to a builder because, again, the agent that works at a builder is the builder's agent.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
They're looking out for each other.
That's right. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you have any questions about anything that you've heard so far, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And then, you know, we do know that Wyatt likes to see your comments on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. So with that being said, we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The news cycle changes often. Turn us on throughout the day to keep up.
They keep me connected.
You're on Austin's Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, and why this is, you know, we've talked about this a bunch. I like this part of the, this is kind of why I do this. I like this whole part of the show, part of this, you know, the segment is that I feel that most people don't understand money.
And I agree.
And so understanding, you know, basically.
Or they think they understand money.
Yes.
Right.
Prime example, I had a phone call from somebody and he, you know, it was a lead call and he wanted to talk to me. And so we're talking and he's like, he goes, people that spend $2,000 on owning a home are stupid. That's what he said. And I said, well, why is that? He goes, because, I mean, I want to sleep with my money. I kiss my money at good night, you know, at nighttime. And I'm like, he goes, I never separate with my money. And the old adage that, you know, a fool and his money are often separated popped into my head. But so we were talking and I'm like, well, where are you living now? He said, well, I'm renting. Okay. How long have you been renting? 7 years. I said, great. What's your rent payment? He said, $1,050 a month. I said, okay. So, you know, 12,000 times seven, you spend $84,000 to live in that house.
You're not sleeping with that money.
And I go, now, when your lease is up, what are you doing? You know, when you move out,
yeah.
I'm going to get my earnings. You think you're going to get your deposit back? I go, or is that he going to keep the deposit to paint the house and all that sort of stuff?
After 7 years,
yeah, you're going to get that back. So you're not going to get your deposit back. You know, so that's another $1,000, right? And I said, so great. So now let's just say you spent $2,000, right? So that's $84,000, right? You've already spent that. But
when you say $2,000, are you saying
house
down?
House payment.
Oh, you're saying like
rent.
Oh, rent. Yeah. Okay.
But he's saying anybody that's spending $2,000 on a house is stupid. I said, okay, so so we're going to say that $84,000 is what you have to spend to survive,
true,
right? So let's just say you spend an extra $84,000, okay? Let's just say that. So you spent $2,000 that whole 7 years instead of $1,000, but you own the house. All right.
Okay.
I said, so then let's look at that. You then sell the house. You've lived in it 7 years. You're in Hutto. So you probably paid $130-ish for that house 7 years ago in Hutto. You know, that house is worth about $300,000. So you got a $170,000 check. Subtract the $84,000 that you spent extra. Is that not worth it, dude? It's 90 grand.
Well, plus you get the 84 that you lost in just paying rent as well.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, I'm saying you spent that. You have to see. It's funny.
It's an investment.
People don't understand that there's a cost of living.
Sure.
That you have to spend unless you live with your mom.
But you do have taxes. You do have you know, things like that. You have that you have to keep up with yard maintenance, things that you probably didn't have before.
Yep.
So you can't subtract those, but still you're ahead.
Yeah. And my question was, can you save $90,000 cash over the next 7 years?
Right.
And, you know, everybody says yes.
That's a brilliant way to put
but
it.
They,
it's true.
But you know they can't.
So, yeah, if you stretch it out, you do have to live with inside your means, right? You,
right.
You coach on that.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford $2,000, you can't afford $2,000.
Right.
But if you can, it's going to pay you back.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know, and that's the thing. You're already going to have, there's a bottom line that it costs to live.
Sure.
And I would say it's like $1,177 is the one bedroom apartment in Austin. So
right.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, where's he living?
Yeah. You know, he's living in Hutto.
Okay.
So, you know, so
renting
he,
in Hutto.
Yeah, he's renting in Hutto.
And renting in Hutto is $1,100.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's 7 years ago. That's 7 year ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's living from somebody that bought that house in 2011 or 12.
Okay.
And so they bought that house around $100,000, $125,000. You know,
so now he's leasing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, but so you have to figure in that. And so
that
everybody's like, well, you know, and I'm like, you have to understand that you have to, if you're not going to buy a house, you have to spend rent. So why would you count that against your net income when you move out of the house? Because you had to spend that $1,500 just to have a place to sleep.
Now, if you do your calculations right, you still have to have money left over to put it into 401k, into other savings routes as well to build income. Because if you're house rich, you're not doing yourself any
yeah.
good.
Yeah. You're only house rich. And that's what he said. He's like, well, I just want my money tied up in a house where I can't get it. And
but it's not a bad investment.
I get that. But that's the thing, too, is that, you know, he said stocks. And I said, come on, man. And I'm like, I go, the people that invested in Enron, they got nothing back.
Right.
You know? And he's like, well, they just listened to it. And I'm like, no.
This is a tangible thing.
Right.
You could feel right. the grass.
And that's always the thing. Stocks or real estate. I think both. Right.
But I think real estate first.
Real estate first. Stocks is last. After you've paid all your debt off and you've got your savings set up and you're fully invested in your 401k and you own a home, then you move into the stocks. Because the biggest risk is in a stock, because you're putting money into a company that you have no control over. You know.
And if he did it how you kind of explained on the show before, he right now could have three homes.
Yeah.
Because every 2 years he gets up, goes buys another house, and then rents that one out to someone else. Mm-hmm. He could be using that house.
Yeah.
That equity
yeah.
To actually get a couple more houses. Yeah. And so he'd be a little further along than just yeah. 7 years.
And that's
that's
exactly
where you're going.
And that's where I was kind of like, you know, people just don't understand money, because I'm listening to him and he just doesn't understand what he's lost. He's lost $100,000 check.
Right.
By renting. It's gone. There's nothing he can do about that. And I know for a fact, in discussing and going over his finances, he has not saved $100,000 living there.
Right.
And most people can't save $100,000 over a 7-ish year period. But you can buy right and pay rent for 7 years and then cash out on your, when I say pay rent, I'm talking about buying a home.
You're, right.
You know, quotations, rent. Right, correct.
Quotations,
you know,
yeah.
And then cash out on your rental home and you've got $100,000 in your pocket that you didn't have before.
I think
most people cannot do that. You know, the average salary is what, $54,000 a year? And mm-hmm. you can't save $100,000 over a 7 year period.
It's hard.
You just can't.
It's hard.
Yeah. You know, and that's
hard to live within your means.
Yes.
You know, and
it's, you know,
it is. It's tough. I mean, I'm not saying I do pretty good. I'm not as good as you, and I'm learning and I'm doing better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's tough.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a discipline, but that's what most of America lacks, is a discipline. And so
a goal.
And that's what helps me. I have a goal. I need a goal for something. And I have mm-hmm. a goal of what I'm trying to achieve. And that keeps me up, keeps me going, keeps me, you know, it's like, oh, do I want to get a new, you know, this, or do I want to strive closer to my goal? And my answer 99 times out of 100 is get closer to my goal.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's why we've got these tips. You know, like I said, we've been this is kind of a several part series of,
right.
you know, Dave Ramsey's top 20 ways to save. You know, and number one on his is ask about a discount.
Oh, you know what? This used to embarrass me. It did. My grandmother used to do this to me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Know, and that's
I'll
the
tell
thing,
you the story in a little
is
bit.
Is that most people won't even ask for a discount. You know, and it's always, you know, except for like Walmart.
Right.
And even at Walmart, they have
an
aisle of where the discounts are at. You just got to go find
it. We'd be in Foley's.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd be in Foley's. And it'd be about this time of year. We'd all get a shirt right before we go to school. So you'd go with grandma. We call her Shotzi. We'd go, and we'd be in Foley's, and there's all kinds of other kids shopping. You might see a kid from class there too. And I'd get my shirt, and then she'd go to the desk and she'd go, is this the best you can do on it? At Foley's.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't do that at Foley's, Shotzi. She goes, you sure do.
Yeah, you do.
And she'd get 15. She goes, we can go probably down there. We kind of saw something over at Dillard's. Is this the best you can do on it? Mm-hmm. And they would take 15 to 20% off of
There's always something there, and just ask.
She did it all the time.
Yeah.
So I learned that from her.
Yeah.
You used to embarrass the heck out of me, but it's true.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing. A lot of places, what you don't understand is that if you pay with a credit card, there's about a 3% fee for using the credit card that the vendor has to pay.
Right.
So if you go to, you know, Foley's and you're gonna buy, you know, if you buy $100 worth of stuff, they have to pay, you know, 3%. So $3 on that. So, hey, if I'm paying cash, do I get a discount? You know?
In some places, apply that discount right off the bat if you use debit.
Right.
That's why it takes like 15 steps to use credit now.
Yeah.
Debbie, you just press a number and you have to always ask them, do I press the green button, the red button, then the yellow one? You know, but anyway.
Yeah. You know,
makes sense.
Yeah. And so that's the thing is that if you're so disciplined and your goal is important to you, then it's not embarrassing to you to ask for a discount. And I used to be the same way. I mean,
so when we get done with this, these 20 steps, because we're going to do some more, I'd like to total up all, if you did all those 20 steps and just a normal person's income, what savings? Because you're like, you know, you're like, that's $20. So 30, what? So what? And then that's only $30. Yeah. That's 75.
Yeah.
But total all these 20 and you put them all together.
Yeah.
You're looking at like, I mean, maybe.
Oh, several thousand dollars a year.
$7,000 a year.
And if you take that money and you apply it into an investment portfolio that doubles every 7 years.
Or put it towards that goal of owning a home.
Yeah, anything. You know, another one, we've gone over this a bunch, so we'll just kind of shoot through this one, is take advantage of your retirement savings plan. There's zero reason for you to not be, at a minimum, invested in what they match. So if they match 6%, 50% up to 6%, then you need to put 6% because that's free money they're giving you.
Now, you're talking about Roth, or you're talking about any?
401k.
401k.
Your company 401k.
Okay.
You know,
if you don't have a company 401k, you can always go get a 401k from
Right. Well, it's SEP, self-employed programs. There's lots of options if you work outside of a company. If you're self-employed, you need to set this up so that you can invest some of your money tax-free, for later.
And you can do that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, so, but you got to do it. You know, you got to do it. You know, this is the one that's so funny, is lower your cell phone bill. When was the last time you looked at how much you're using?
It's true.
And how much you're paying?
True.
So, you know, back before I had the all-inclusive, you know, this and that, but I have three, you know, and so it's funny is that I will see these bill payments, these cell phone bills, you know, and I have three people, and I see like two people that are spending more than I am spending, and I have three people
on your plan.
On their plan. And I'm just like, dude, I got a whole other person there, you know, and I've actually even looked at squeezing it down. You need to go look at your bill and get your bill if you've been there about a year, and then call them and say, hey, you know, it's just too much.
Right.
How can I save money? And they'll put you on the right plan.
Because they don't want to lose you.
Right. They don't want to lose you. So they'll put you on the right plan. So just do that. You know,
save myself a little under a year ago. I didn't realize that I had a laptop that was applied to my phone number. Forgotten about it, took it off, saved myself $100 a month.
Yeah, a month.
A month.
A month. That's $1,200 a year.
Yep.
That's a nice retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard from us today when it comes to the home team with Troy and White. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, please stop by the Facebook at the Home Team 512. And we would love to hear your comments. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring money and sports together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, if you want to stop by and give us a comment on the Facebook, It's the home team 512, because we definitely know that, if anything, the comments on the Facebook are what really triggers our Wyatt.
don't get me going. That's not fair.
You know, and this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, and it's a scary time for people like me who love college football.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is you get excited about this all year long.
Yeah. I mean, it's
like we have a show and somehow we talk about football in the last segment all year long.
Yeah.
So, you know, so and, this is your baby.
Yeah. You know, and at this point, I'm typically countdown. Wow. You know, I'm looking for my new season hat that I'm going to wear this, you know, and all, you know, but we don't know. So
no LSU.
LSU. No UT LSU.
It's been canceled.
And the SEC canceled it because they're cowards.
Wow.
But that's a whole other issue.
And
so, you know, UT, well, the Big 12 has decided to go on a 9+1, which means you'll have your 9 conference games plus one out of conference game. It appears that from the best case scenario for the University of Texas is the UTEP game that's already scheduled for the 19th, I believe, of September or the 12th. They may move that to the 12th, something, you know, but that's it's an inner squad. So basically you're supporting the University of Texas by supporting the University of Texas in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd lose, you know, Florida International, LSU or Southern Florida and LSU. Cause you know, we'd lose those two, but they're out of state. And so there's less travel date, things like that. So it's already on the schedule. So it seems like that's the prime one. Plus it gives you a couple of weeks before that. So we'll see. They haven't made any decisions. They have sent out an email. The University of Texas has sent out an email, Mr. Del Conte, and said, if you decide not to use your tickets this year, that's totally fine. You get your same place in line next year. It would be very helpful to the University of Texas if you just left that money there as a tax-free donation, is what he asked. Or you can leave it as a credit for next year, or you can have it refunded. So the University of Texas is doing everything they can to take care of their fans.
Sure.
And so I like that.
I think it's the correct way to do it.
And they're using the Oklahoma game as far as how tickets are dispersed. So if you are not an alumni member, you can get up to 2 tickets. If you are an alumni member, you can get 4 tickets or more, depending on how much you donate.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
On how much you donate.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. You know.
So they put a little competition into it.
Yeah, they did.
Only 25% seats, and now you go,
now all of a sudden it becomes,
so
it becomes like a
how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
Well, I have not been a member of the foundation before.
Right.
I am a member now.
Oh, so that letter worked.
It worked for me.
The letter worked.
For people like me, it worked. You know, so, yeah. You know, we will definitely see where it goes and things like that. I've received season tickets for such a long time
that
my loyalty points are very high. So I've never had to be a member of the foundation to, you know, get at bowl games and things like that. So, but I really want to go this year, even if it's the season the season.
Let's just hope it is.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of people getting sick.
Yep.
There's teams that are getting sick. We've talked about it earlier. Yeah. You know, and then we have, you know, Division II and Division III are saying they're not going to do championships.
Right. You know, and it's so.
Does that go on to us? I mean, us.
That worries me in the sense that because we're going to have a vaccine sometime in late September, early October.
So we're told.
They're already testing it in phase 3 from 4 different companies.
I'm with you.
You know, 4 different companies. Not 1, not 2, not 3. I'm not LeBron when I say that, but 4 different companies. So we're going to have a vaccine. You know, and they've already
How
started production.
Is it be?
Yes. You know, and that's the, you know,
that's the thing.
One of the 4 is going to hit. There's no way, because you got to think, how many times has a vaccine ever made it to stage 3 and not become a vaccine? First of all, let's just go there.
Well, usually it has a lot longer testing period.
Correct.
FYI.
Correct. But 30,000 people took a shot 2 weeks ago.
How many of those, you know, but the thing is how many of those football players are going to just sign up to take this vaccine that's not proven? That's
going
to be their next step, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, and that's a whole other thing.
I'm just saying.
I had this conversation.
There's so many different variables going on. It's just mind wrecking.
Yeah. And so it's
Can we just
funny.
Have a normal year of college football, please.
Yeah. And, you know, I've said that a lot is that, you know, I'm ex-military and they literally just take every vaccine known to mankind and put it into one jar. Shake it up and use an air air syringe right into your arm. So vaccines don't bother me like they bother a lot of other people.
But, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, so we have a lot of things going on. I'm hoping that we continue with a good football. And I hope we have a vaccine that comes out.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I hope it comes out and it's successful, not just for football, for everyone out there who's worried about it and getting back to work and having restaurants open and be able to go to a restaurant and watch a football game.
Absolutely.
You know,
and that's kind of why I think it's just a little too early for them to cancel the playoffs, because the playoffs are in November, December, January.
But you have to also think 2 and 3 is not really a moneymaker for them.
True.
Right? They're making millions upon millions during the bowl games.
Correct.
For Division One. So they're probably like, we got to cut our losses, guys.
Yeah.
25% capacity, right?
And that's the other thing, too. The University of Texas said that close to 70% of their football income comes from their 6 home games.
Yeah. So, oh, agreed.
Yeah. So it's a big financial.
How do you think these coaches make $6-7 million a year?
Yeah. You know, I do know that a lot of coaches are taking a cut in salary
this
year.
They're going to have to.
So we'll see. You know, like I said, you know, everybody's trying to do it right.
Right.
You kind of have to. And the good thing is that we've got the baseball, professional baseball kind of out there testing all of it. So we're kind of seeing what doesn't work, which is very nice.
Tested on the baseball guys.
Yeah, the professional baseball team is, you know, we know that going out and a stopover is not a good idea now, thanks to the Marlins, you know, things like that. So we're learning as we go along.
And those are our quasi quote unquote adults.
Yes.
What do you do with college students when you get out there?
Right.
I remember being in college.
Absolutely. You know, and so it's a good and bad time. You know,
it's interesting.
Yes. And so for me, it's kind of, you know, as a fan of the University of Texas, it's a very sad moment because other than, you know, we did have wholesale changes on our defensive coaching staff. So if this had been a regular season and if that defense could have gelled, this could have been a pretty strong University of Texas team.
National championship.
I mean, you know, they go to LSU. LSU's down, and if these are all ifs, you know, because I'm a fan, I get to
I love this. I'm getting into your UT Longhorn fan brain right now.
But you know, the LSU had a bunch of players leave, so they're down, right? But they had some new coaches, and they're down. But it's also LSU, so you go into LSU and you beat them. Even though it's a down year, you've still beat LSU at home,
right?
Right,
that's good news.
This of all the years to play them, this was the best year to play them at home, because of their specific situation. Right, so you have that road win. All of a sudden, now you've got clout.
Right,
right. Then the only thing you've got to do is beat Oklahoma.
Well, that's not an easy task.
Right, but you beat Oklahoma. Iowa State comes to town.
Just
Baylor's. Baylor has new changes, you know what I'm saying? So you beat Oklahoma, you've beat LSU on the road, all of a sudden now you've got clout. So this was literally, there's two games that would have looked really good, and it could have been a great year for the Longhorns if, again, this is all this. So there's that part of me that's very sad about that.
You know what you're sad about? Is Jackie gives you another hard time for a whole nother year about losing to LSU, and you cannot do anything about that.
Oh, I have been straight up. The SEC is scared again.
No, she still got bragging rights. Yeah. Your wife still has bragging rights for a whole nother year.
And they've run
that
away.
That hurts.
I told her. I said the SEC ran away from a challenge like normal.
I'm just playing. I know she's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so, yeah, I mean, that's a great, you know, but as far as a fan, it's also a huge environment that I don't get to experience.
No, the whole thing of marching down the street with all the bands going on and smelling the food and all the different tailgating going on. I mean, it is. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah, and being at the LSU, we'll never see that unless Texas plays them at home.
I'll do a little bit more hunting this year, I think.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
You know, so it's an interesting time, but there's – you know, as far as for the university itself, the program's moving along. The recruiting's going really well.
Doing great.
I mean, everything's moving in the right direction. This could have been an amazing year, but we have to get through it. We have to get through the pandemic. We have to get the cure.
Maybe there will be a cure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Let's
couple more months.
Let's stay off of that one because that really fires up a lot of people.
I'm playing.
You know, the vaccine, the cure. But yeah, so, you know, so it's a good time. And so the thing is that everyone needs to, in my opinion, get out there and enjoy what they have. Because if anything, this pandemic has taught me one thing is that all the freedoms and enjoyment we have,
right?
It's given to us. And it can be anything given can be taken away.
Sure.
You know.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Enjoy things.
Yeah.
Enjoy things for what you have right now. And I think it gives a more respect for what we had before. When it comes back, oh my goodness.
Yes.
I think everybody's going to enjoy it even more. It's going to be more fun. And this Herman thing, this might have been a blessing in disguise. He might need it this year to kind of get things buttoned up.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely see, you know, because that's the thing. Because, you know, it's so funny. I just remember all my friends like, oh, the traffic. Now I'm like, I miss traffic. Yeah. I mean, I would do anything.
I don't miss traffic. I'm not going that far.
But if that's what it took to get football, I'm okay with it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I am okay. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, parking so far away. Well,
over it, right?
Yeah. I'm like, if those are our complaints, you know, it's hot. Well, it's always hot in Texas, you know.
Right.
But, you know, so that's the part about it is that I think that people are starting to realize that the things that bothered us were not that big a deal in the past.
We miss them.
Yeah.
We miss them.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, traffic, one thing nice about traffic was that there were people to talk to.
Right.
I go to this big old office building every day and there's like three people there. It's very sad and very lonely.
People like you that drive us crazy.
Yes. It's very sad. Uh-huh. But hey, everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt today. We hope that you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you have any questions about anything you hear or have heard, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can go to the Facebook. That's right, at The Home Team 512 and drop us a line. And after that, we will see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.